Die klankbaan van jou lewensreis.
Isandi sobomi bakho.
King Fisher FM.
The man joining me in the studio this morning from Clinic Care, celebrating 40 years, Dion Skumon, I guess the founder, the beginning back in 1984 in Newton Park. Dion, lekker jou saam met ons in die ateljee te hê. Baie, baie geluk, 40 jaar.
Baie dankie, Ethan. It's a humbling experience, and it's an honor and a privilege for me to be here this morning.
And you don't look a day over 40.
Man, I'm not sure who you want to impress, but I can tell you this is not what this body tells me in the morning when I wake up.
Dion, congratulations to you and the team. I've just been hearing in the background or a little bit of your story. Maybe we can expand on that, and you can share with people. How did it all start back in 1984 to be what it is today?
It is a long story, but it's a case of keep on keeping on. In 1973, when I met the Lord, I thought that I'm going to become a minister, and it never worked out that way. In when I did my matric, my chemistry and maths marks were better than my languages, and then everybody said, "No, you can't do Hebrew and you can't do Greek, and because your languages applications isn't good enough, you have to go in a scientific field," and Never knowing that with the qualification I'm going to get as being a pharmacist will just open, it's just a key to a door that's going to open many opportunities. I am blessed that I'm entrepreneurial. I did not know that. I can see a work opportunity. I did not know that because, you know, there's life asks to... very difficult questions too early in life. Who's your life partner? Who are you going to be married with for the rest of your life when you're 18, 19, 20? And then how do you know what the career is all about? And to choose a career at 18, 19 is also an unrealistic question of life. Yeah, so I became a pharmacist, second pharmacist in our household. I've got four sibs, of which my oldest brother is also a pharmacist, Peter. And he had the privilege of studying at Potchefstroom University. And I came from a very noble, humble household. And I wouldn't change that for anything in the world, because we had love and we had food on the table every day, and not knowing that there was hardships. So, and my mom was a secretary to the registrar of UPE those years, and by means of that, staff could study at half price at the Technicon.
Right.
Okay, so to do pharmacy then was a serious opportunity for us, or for me, to study there. And I became a pharmacist. And also in life you meet a lot of other people that influences you, people that give you advice, people that just sometimes offer their advice. So I've got many mentors, of which I can now think back, and maybe it's a story for another day. But I married soon, we had children soon, and when I did my national service, my son Dion, that's also in the business now with me, he was only 3 months old.
Sure.
So it was a case of doing national service and working at night at the emergency chemist. So it was working long days to keep everything going. And next to the emergency chemist, there was a day pharmacy called S.B. Wilson, Mr. Brian Wilson's pharmacy. Yeah, and I always dreamed about this pharmacy. The last hour or two at emergency chemist, it's normally quiet, and it's just cleaning up and cashing up, and then you wait for the 11 o'clock bell to go off so that you can actually just close the door. And then you walk outside and you dream about this shop, how you can improve it, how you can make it better. And literally a week before I clerked out of army, I got a call and said, look, pharmacy is for sale. And so we bought the pharmacy through the help of my father and my brother, who stood surety at the bank for us.
Sure.
For me. And and I started with three staff, of which one passed on, and the other two is still with me.
My goodness.
So it's a case of just keeping your head in the scrum, because I had a huge overdraft then. And it was success driven by fear. And fear was
it's a good driver, hey?
You don't want to lose. So and this is how we grew up. You know, my father used to say, if you cannot pay for it, you cannot afford it. So it was a case of not living off somebody else's money, but you had to create your own.
Must have been difficult in those days. I mean, it's difficult any time that you want to start your own business. What then was the catalyst to spur it from one pharmacy to how many are you sitting with now?
We are fortunate and blessed to have 21 pharmacies.
Sure.
Of which the furthest one is in Bloemfontein, Plettenberg Bay, Kirkwood, Uitenhage Dispatch, and the rest is in Port Elizabeth. But I must also say, what's the space? I think if one tastes and smells success, opportunity to expand and opportunity to grow presents itself. The larger you become, the more opportunities you see and just offer themselves to you. And if you don't look around, if you don't take your head out of the scrum every now and again to look around, then you're going to miss that. So being an employer of 400 people,
sure.
You got to keep the treadmill going. You got to be that little mouse on that little wheel to keep on churning, to keep on supporting those families that's with you.
Mm.
Just from being a pharmacist looking after people, you become the father of an organization. Forgive me for only rectifying it now if I use the word I too often. I is a team in my definition, because I've got a son that helps me. I've got Tertius, my first cousin, his father, and my mother, brothers and sisters. He helps me. And then I've got junior partners in the different silos in the different stores. So, yes, together we make a team. And we are at this point in our evolution of Clinicare that we can actually say, this is not the right time now to open a store here or there. But prior to that, we were driven by growth. By more is more. More is better. And our aim was never more money. Our aim was passion to help people. And I've got a saying which my staff knows off by heart is the harder you work, the more you play, the more enjoyment you have, meaning that if you love what you do, money will follow you. You just don't do it for the money. The money will be there. And those are the things that excites us. We were fortunate to, still am, and very humble, and I want to say that we've got the blessing of our Lord over our business. And the Psalm 91 is a reality in my life. We have his cover and his protection. And we stay in his shelter, so we can live in the shadow of the Almighty, which is Yahweh. So and he blesses us every day, and into the future. You must understand that now that I can see the end line, the finishing line, I've already overstepped our age of people needing to retire from our organization, because there needs to be a line. No longer can you just continue forever and ever. Now that I can see that line, I ask myself, when is the right time? And there's never a right time. As long as I enjoy what I do, I'll keep on doing what I enjoy.
So, you make it sound so simple, and I guess in a way it is. When an organization continues to grow and grow, I mean, I've met some people and they say, actually, I've decided to downscale and keep it small because it just becomes too much for me to handle. I would imagine that must be, in some sense, a challenge, and I'm sure there are deep waters here. You're just touching on some of the highlights and stuff. But did you find that as you grow, you've got to grow more in your faith in the Lord and spend more time sort of in prayer, because the pressures mount and the responsibilities, you say you're taking care of 400 odd families. Do you find that now, sure, you know, you've got to really just put more into saying, okay, God, I need to give more over to you?
That is very true. If you have an entrepreneurial business that you started, or a baby that you raised from the beginning, and you change the diapers, and now that baby is big, it's difficult to let go. How do you cut? How do you pass that adult on to somebody else? Because you've instilled principles, you've instilled faith into that person. And just the fact that I never ever worked in a corporate environment, I've never accepted or had a check given to me because of a salary of a month that I've worked for somebody. It was 10 days after finishing national service on the 2nd of July, 1984, I walked into S.B. Wilson Pharmacy, and I had to work for myself. Yes, now I haven't got a corporate structure where somebody taps you on the back and say, hey, buddy, well done, or keep on going, or let's do this course, or you're going to get a grandfather's clock one day, or a gold watch one day. That kind of thing doesn't happen for me. Sometimes it's very, very lonely at the top of the summit. And for that is the ideal time to have your quiet time, your prayer time, to say, Lord, this is not about me, it's about us. You are my partner in this business. And you've got to live in that shelter to stay in the shadows of the Almighty.
That's great advice. Great advice. Feels like you should be writing a book. I don't know if that's ever been a thought.
It has been a thought. I've been challenged because of my story, but I'm not only just entrepreneurial. So what happened was, you're a pharmacist, or I've become a pharmacist for the sake of assisting people. The pharmacy thing was the tool, and from there onwards you would grow and develop, and you would find certain niches. But being a pharmacist, you're also academic. There's a medical side to what we do, and that also interested me. And went back to varsity and I did a master's degree. But you know that a master's between your first tertiary education and then the master's, the next step is a PhD. And I always had this dream to write up and to do a PhD. But each time a new opportunity showed and presented itself that took my focus into a different area of pharmacy. But yeah, we've expanded. I've got a son that I never knew that he was entrepreneurial as well. I thought that he was just a doer. I thought that when he joined the business that he would just dot the I's and cross the T's. and I would still be the man that walks in the front, but he has superseded me into a different direction. His networking is fantastic.
Great to see, hey, I'm sure as
and,
a dad.
And he brings more opportunities to the table. So currently, I just hold the bank bag at the bank. I just make sure that not too much is being spent. And and we've developed Clinicare now into an organization that employs other health professionals as well, and works side by side with doctors, works side by side with surgeons. And under the Clinicare banner, Cliniscope, Clinidoc. There are more to come. Pharmacy for us is, I see ourselves really not as a primary pillar in the whole chain. The doctor still remains the primary pillar, and everything evolves around the doctor. So for us to profiteer out of that is to capitalize on convenience. We got to make sure that our pharmacies are close to where the prescriptions are generated. So if you want to get warm, you got to make your own fire. It's not going to happen automatically. So, and this is where we are.
Well, it's fire. A wealth of knowledge, and I feel like I need to go and pop into Clinicare right now and buy something. Clinicare, 40 years, 21 of these businesses. Watch the space. It sounds like it's really transitioning into something even more than you envisaged some 40 odd years ago, back in Newton Park in your first store in 1984. Dion Skuman, thank you so much for coming in today. Quick mention, you've got a winter campaign launching 1 June.
Yes. I just want to go back one step quickly, and I'm not going to waste your time. Pharmacy is heavily regulated in our industry. I never thought that will ever happen. I thought it would be just letting us be professionals, be entrepreneurial, but we are highly regulated. So when you go on an expansion drive, it's difficult. You must understand that to buy medicine is a grudge purchase. The profiteering out of medicine was minimized in a big way. So if you minimize your profitability, you need to get volume. And I never thought that we had to go into a volume related industry. And the fear that I have when we do volume is to make mistakes. And we are the last one in the chain to hand the medicine to the public. We're the ones that's got to make sure that label is correct. So that's a fine balance between high volume and the detail, the interaction, the learnings. So our winter campaign is excitement time for us. Now, in winter, there are more sniffles, more sore throats, flu viral infections around, and it can be a negative experience. So yes, we are going to drive the winter campaign in a positive. We believe that we are the speciality expertise of medicine. We hold the keys to the medicine chest of Port Elizabeth in our hands through Clinicare, and we would love to have fun and reward people. So, and we want to be known as the first call of port. Like you said, you just want to go and buy something now quickly at Clinicare. We want to be seen as being the first port of call. Having said that, our winter campaign, we're going to give away three, because we're going to do it now from the 1st of June, July, until the end of August. There'll be a trip to Mauritius.
Wow.
You got to spend $250, and that's easy to do. You know, the things ain't cheap anymore, so that's very easy to do. Yeah, and then there will be a weekly draw of 5,000 rand a week.
Sure.
So we want to give back and bless. I'm a big advocate for supporting local. I don't really value people that come and mine coal and gold in our area and they take it
out and
share it on the JSE to outside shareholders. We plow back. We support schools. We support shelters. We support hospice. Locally, this is what we do. We are local, so we are there for the locals. So yeah, might as well come and have fun in our pharmacies during winter.
You've done all the things that that reflect that you're not only a man of God, but the way that you've run the business is according to godly principles. And I'd encourage you, if you're listening now and you're looking for insights and wisdom, or maybe you're just looking for a prescription to be filled, then pop on down to Clinicare celebrating 40 years. Dion Schoeman, the founder, joining us in studio today. And we just want to say thank you for what you've done in our community. And thank you for the way that you have stewarded what the Lord has placed into your hands. So every blessing for the next 40, however long you might be there, or the next Dion's to come. But thank you so much.
Ethan, thank you so much. It was wonderful for me to be here. And I really want to encourage other young pharmacists that may be listening this morning. There's always a David and a Goliath story. And I was a David. I am a David. And this is why I chose the psalm to also be our covering in our business. So don't let the Goliaths of the corporates overtake you.
Amen. Great words to conclude our time together. Thank you so much, Dion.
Thank you.
Isikhululo sakho senkuthazo.
Your inspiration station, Kingfisher FM.